Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the VSU football team, kicker Zach Polkinen. Zach, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You had a pretty good day kicking the ball around the field last Saturday, averaging over 40 yards per punt, inside the 20 on all three of your punts. Is that the most important thing to you, inside the 20, as opposed to just total yardage?
Yeah. I mean, basically, I'm aiming to get all of them inside the 20 because it helps out the team that much more to start with the other team backed up. So it definitely helps. So I'm looking to do that.
I know when talking with Coach Tesh, he's talking about how you're trying to angle more kicks, not only punts but also kickoffs, and that to me just oozes confidence that you're not just worried about getting the ball away anymore, that you're actually focusing on where you want to get it. This is your first year full-time punting too. How much does confidence play in it?
A lot. I mean, Coach Tesh, he has a lot of confidence in me, so with that, I just take it, and whatever way he calls, I'm trying to get it as far that way without going out of bounds as I can.
You've got a soccer background, too, if I'm remembering correctly. How much different is kicking a non-round ball?
It's a lot different. It's the football is a lot heavier, and there's a lot more room for error, and a lot less reps, for sure. But, no, kicking... come a long way since soccer, and I don't regret it at all. I love football.
You had a couple of kicks blocked early on in the season. You missed a couple extra points and short field goals, and you seem to have snapped out of that. Kickers have the mentality of, okay, it's like a goalie in hockey. You just leave them alone on game day. Was anybody talking to you, trying to pat you on the back and saying it's okay, or were you left to figure that out on your own?
It was some tough love by the coaches and amongst the holder and snapper, but we figured it out. I mean, it's tough on that field when the high school plays the night before and it's really soft, but we got it worked out down to a science now, so hopefully it keeps progressing good.
You did tie a career long for a punt, went 55 yards for you last week. Technically, without getting too over-technical to the listeners, what happens from the time you're catching the ball to the time it's hitting your foot?
When I catch it, it's immediately trying to get just to that sweet spot where I've done in practice and by myself so many times before, and once that happens, it's all repetition, just muscle memory, and trying to get it to whatever direction we call and hope for the best.
How much more fun is it on the sidelines when the team is winning?
Oh, it's a lot more fun. Definitely a lot more smiles amongst the team, and everybody's just having fun.
You got a tackle, too, last week. Doesn't always happen. What happened on that play?
Well, if I remember correctly, it was on the kickoff. And Coach Yonner, after he tells me all the time, after I kick, just run down and try to be in that last wall of defense. And if they squeak by, it's me. So, yeah, unfortunately, he squeaked by, but... he was close to out of bounds, so that was good. Just got to push him out of bounds a little bit.
Again, congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.